Now, I understand that the situation is evolving and we're being cautious, but I think some people are quite upset because it feels like we worked hard and hit the 80% rate, but are now being told to cut down on social activities, and there are people complaining of shifting goalposts. So could we please find out what specific number, for instance, less than 30 severe cases for 2 weeks, the task force is now looking at before deciding whether to loosen or tighten restrictions so that members of the public can have some hope or something to work towards? Thank you.
Thanks, Timothy. We understand the concerns of this group who would like some clarity on the way forward. At the same time, we have also heard equally vocal concerns expressed about the number of cases we have now and the desire to tighten up further. So as I said, we hear all these views. We are monitoring the situation very carefully, and we will continue to consult our experts on the best way forward. We believe at this juncture, the best thing to do is to take a pause and monitor our hospital and ICU situation to make sure that they are not overwhelmed. It will take about 2 to 4 weeks because of the time lag between catching the virus and the onset of severe illness. Our key aim is to make sure that the hospital and ICU are not overwhelmed. And so we have to not only watch the numbers, which is something you asked about, but also the trajectory. Because the number may be 50 or whatever it is in a few weeks' time, but if the trajectory is going up sharply, then it is a warning sign that in the coming weeks, we may see many more ICU cases. So it is very hard to give one specific indicator because we really have to watch for the overall situation and where the trends are, and what not just the level, but where the trajectory and where the trends are. But that's something we are monitoring closely. We will continue to provide timely updates to everyone so that people get a sense of our latest thinking. And if indeed the ICU situation remains stable over the next few weeks, then at some point we will be able to get back on track with our reopening plans.
Just a couple of supplementary points. I think the great majority of Singaporeans, or a great majority of people living here, are not demanding that they must, be totally free to engage in social economic activities. Where required, in fact, I think our population has demonstrated a very high degree of cooperation, taking a bit of personal restraint in order for the entire situation to turn better. And I think that has been the case so far. What I think people do want is a clear plan going forward. Yeah. And I think we'll explain that right now. Imperative is to change the healthcare protocol so that we can cope with it and then observe. And next 2-3 weeks is critical. We need to observe. Just on ICU, I mentioned before that we can stand up to a max of 1,000 ICUs, but really we don't want to go anywhere near there, because to reach there, you seriously degrade hospital services. Yeah, right now we can probably stand up to a couple hundred, 300 maybe, and able to cope with that level. So this is the kind of cap that we are working on for the time being. As Minister Lawrence said, it's very hard. I think there is a desire to see what is the criteria crossing of which we know something will change. It's hard to pinpoint that level. We do need to look at the trajectory. It's more important. And if the trajectory doesn't look good, we have to do something. If it's well within what we can sustain, then I think there's no need to throttle back. So next 2-3 weeks, let's observe. It's critical.